This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Khatri. Columbia Water and Light Advisory Board members approved a trial burn of a new renewable energy source for the city yesterday morning. The Water and Light Department will test a biomass product primarily made from corn waste products. The biomass product is manufactured by Columbia-based company named Ingenuity Worldwide. Water and Light spokesman Connie Kaprowitz says that the biomass product will be more efficient than the waste wood the plant currently uses as renewable energy source.
The costs of coal are going up. Natural gas is probably going to start climbing due to exports. So solar is going to look better and better.
The biomass product is manufactured by a Columbia-based company named Ingenuity Worldwide, and Kaprowitz says the test will begin at the plant sometime in January. According to city documents, the cost of the test burn is currently estimated at around $375,000. The Jefferson City Council approved the 2014 city budget at its meeting on Tuesday. One item that did not make the budget this year was the 4th Ward Council member Carrie Carl's idea of giving City Council employees 2 extra days off to compensate for not receiving a raise in the coming year. Carol is disappointed with the outcome of the motion.
We're only as good as our employees are. I mean, we really need to be tuned in to taking care of them and showing appreciation if we feel that we should, and I really feel that's important.
The 2014 budget did include a $9,500 purchase of new applicant tracking software for the city's Human Resource Department. The city will decrease the salary of the finance director to pay for the new software. The number of Missourians who regularly go hungry is growing, according to the USDA's annual food insecurity report released yesterday. Nearly 17% of households in Missouri were determined to have low or very low food security between 2010 and 2012, up from 15% for the prior 3-year period. Glenn Conan is with the Missouri Association for Social Welfare.
We're not making any progress. We're seeing more and more people who need to go to food pantries, need food stamps and other help. And whereas in some parts of the country things are getting a very little bit better, in Missouri things are still getting worse.
Conan says in light of the growing number of hungry Missourians, it's crucial that Congress passes a federal farm bill that includes funding for food stamps, now known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The Republican-led U.S. House passed a farm bill earlier this year that would cut $40 billion from SNAP. The Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate wants to restore that funding. Farmers across Missouri are worried about their berries, peaches, and tomatoes, thanks to a newly arrived pest. Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress-Swanson reports.
The spotted-winged Drosophila looks like an ordinary fruit fly, but is way more deadly. It kills healthy fruit by making a tiny slit in a fruit's skin and laying eggs inside. In 2 weeks, a female fly can lay more than 300 eggs, so a couple of adults can become thousands in a few months. Since the larvae feed under a fruit's skin, farmers are having a hard time learning their crops are infested before it's too late. Missouri grower Rhonda Thiessen lost 35% of her cherries.
And so we had to stop harvesting because we couldn't, you know, get enough good fruit to take to market. You know, part of our season was just gone.
Thiessen says the fly has now moved to her peaches. She worries the apples could be next. The spotted-winged Drosophila is native to Japan, but was first discovered here in California in 2008. It's since been detected across the country, including in Illinois, Iowa, and Colorado last year, and now in Nebraska and Missouri. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
The Columbia City Council authorized a license agreement with a California-based fuel company to build and operate a compressed natural gas fueling station on city-owned property last night. The council's plan is for 15% of Columbia buses to run on compressed gas. A business development manager for Clean Energy says Columbia will save $1.50 for each gallon of compressed natural gas used. But not all residents are happy about the natural gas station. Protesters rallied in front of City Hall, drumming and holding posters high before Tuesday night's City Council meeting. People's Visioning is a group of Columbia-based activists that believe hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, the process through which natural gas is harvested, creates more harm than good. Director Monta Welsh says the benefit of natural gas at the pump is overshadowed by the harm its processing causes. The Environmental Protection Agency's website says natural gas plays a key role in our nation's clean energy future. They are also conducting a study on potential impacts on drinking and groundwater due to hydraulic fracturing. A report released yesterday by the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows the number of Missouri households threatened by hunger has grown over the past 3 years. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has more. For KKTR, I'm Sapna Khatri, KBIA News. For KBIA News, Sapna Khatri.